Reflecting on radio's transformation over the decades, veteran sports broadcaster Michael Findlay affirms that radio remains the most reliable medium for transmitting accurate and timely information, with a unique ability to inform and unite communities.
Radio, it has emerged, it has developed, the technology has made it easier for people to reach it. But I find that the concept of radio has changed considerably. NBC is probably the most compound radio in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. It covers everything in a manner that's pleasing to everyone. It is extremely important. In fact, I would say it's essential that people listen to radio, because for the news packages, we live in a very vulnerable area. It's important to have radio around to disseminate information and factual information. Radio is the best means of dissemination of information, as far as I'm concerned. And if you are in radio, I would advise that you be factual, utilize the English grammar, put your story together so that everybody understands the story. And radio has this fantastic value for everyone.
Veteran sports broadcaster with over 50 years experience, Michael Finn, general manager of NBC Radio, Dion John, shares insights into the rewards the corporation has garnered over the years. She proudly highlights the station's medical fund, which provides assistance to individuals seeking medical care abroad.
Knowing that you bring a smile to someone is always a reward. The corporation prides itself, even though we operate and broadcast lots of persons, especially persons who live alone, even though they're in their homes alone, they feel like if we are actually there with them. Knowing that the audience is happy, knowing that the people who advertise with us are pleased with the reach that we bring to them and to their business, I think those are foremost. And being able to ensure that we disseminate accurate information in a timely manner. Another of the things I wish to celebrate is the establishment of the National Medical Fund. This was set up back in the early 2000s. The proceeds from the corporation signatory event Love Boogie, all the proceeds, I must state, go towards the National Medical Fund.
General Manager of NBC Radio, Dion John. Administrative Officer at the National Public Library, Archives and Documentation Services, Moet Games, underscores the library's collaboration with NBC Radio to promote literacy across St. Vincent and the Grenadines. He explains that the station's programming helps foster national literacy by engaging listeners and encouraging lifelong learning.
In celebration of World Radio Day, the National Public Library, Archives and Documentation Services recognizes the power of radio as a medium that informs, educates, and connects communities. Through the National Broadcasting Corporation radio station, the department is able to amplify the library's role in fostering literacy and lifelong learning. Together with the NBC radio station as our partner, the library continues to advocate for literacy, learning, and the transformative power of libraries.
Administrative Officer at the National Public Library, Archives and Documentation Services, Moeth Games. In line with this year's World Radio Day theme, Radio and Climate Change, broadcaster with 17 years in radio and the Assistant General Manager and 2024 Climate Tracker International Fellow, Colvin Harry, underscores the crucial role of radio in spreading awareness about environmental issues. He also offers encouragement to broadcasters, urging them to continue their vital role in strengthening public resilience.
Radio's played a critical role in bringing information to the community, and because again of its mass reach and the way that it simplifies information, it brings home the points of the significant impact that climate change can have on the communities at their own level, right around them. We think about the coastal communities, those who live along the riverbanks, those are prone to the major effects of rising sea levels, of the impacts of major hurricanes, as we've been seeing in the past few years. And it is important that the community stay in touch with radio as a viable platform to get that information as easily understood as possible. All broadcasters and those around the world who do this very important job of sharing information with the masses, particularly in climate change related information. And this is not something that is very, very often highlighted. And just to salute all radio broadcasters on today, World Radio Day, and may radio continue to be the driving force for accurate information, reliable information, and a source to depend on for many generations to come.
Radio broadcaster with 17 years in radio and the Assistant General Manager and 2024 Climate Tracker International Fellow, Colvin Harry. With today's special reports, I am Gaylon Brown.